Marva Wisdom continues to build her life around helping others, social justice and inclusivity within her community and beyond. My favorite saying is, if we could just look at each other and see the fullness to be discovered, rather than the emptiness to be filled, Wisdom said. We all make assumptions about each other based on where people are from, the color of their skin, their religion, or even the way people look or dress. If we could only see just how connected we are to each other, and how similar we all are. Wisdom was the keynote speaker at the Guelph Chamber of Commerce Inspiration Women's Luncheon at Cutton Fields in Guelph earlier this week. For over 10 years, the event has been a key part of the Guelph Chamber's efforts to showcase and help build leadership among women throughout the community. I have personally known Marva for a very long time, said President and CEO Shakiba Shayani. Growing up in Guelph, it's such a beautiful full-circle moment for me to welcome Marva. As the founder of Wisdom Consulting, Wisdom works as a senior equity and inclusion practitioner, helping to empower clients locally, nationally and internationally by offering the support they need to build leadership capacity for immersive equity and inclusion. Her service delivery includes keynote speaking, moderation and coaching. Wisdom is also an advisor, researcher and writer. I have been working in inclusion and anti-racism since I was about 14, when I wanted people to get to know me, rather than assume who I am. When I saw that people who I worked close with didn't get it or understand that we need to see people for their fullness, or did not see me close up for what I could bring, that's when I decided, that you know what? I need to be the change, Wisdom said. I want to make the change that I want to see. So, rather than going back and working for someone else, I decided that I am going to start my own business to help people understand what it means to look at someone else and see their fullness. Growing up in Jamaica, Wisdom came to Stratford, Ontario before eventually settling in Guelph to raise her family. She is grateful to her family, friends and community for their continued support. They are there for me, Wisdom said. I don't journey alone. None of us should journey alone. And if you are, find someone to reach out to. That's what I have done since my journey from Jamaica. Wisdom said immigrants can often be seen as less than. My first memory as a child was wearing a bright yellow crinoline dress. My dad used most of his money to go to the fanciest children's stores to buy me dresses. So, I was the best dressed child at Sunday school, Wisdom said. My parents loved me unconditionally for many reasons. My mother's firstborn died at 3 months. And then when she thought she could not have any more children, I came along many years later, on Good Friday. Well boy, did they look at me as a blessing. And they said that I almost died. But I didn't. And so, they treated me like a precious thing, and still do. Currently, Marva is the director for the Black Experience Project, a study initiated by the Environics Institute with partners, Ryerson University and the Atkinson Charitable Foundation, and is also the founding chair of the Guelph Black Heritage Foundation. A dedicated volunteer, Wisdom chaired the 2010 and 2011 United Way campaign for Guelph Wellington, where she led the team that raised nearly $5 million for social services in the community. Other community contributions include Board of Directors Rotary Club, Trustee for the McDonald Stewart Art Center, Vice Chair of the Guelph YMYWCA Board and Founding Chair of the Guelph Chapter, Institute for Canadian Citizenship and member of her community's Leadership Advisory Group. Wisdom is also the City of Guelph's Community Plan External Lead Advisor, which helps to set the community standard for eliminating systemic racism. Other recognitions include the Order of Ontario, the Queen's Diamond Jubilee Medal, the YMCA's Women of Distinction Award, Guelph Police and Toronto Police Service Leadership Awards, the University of Guelph's Lang Business College's Alumni Impact Award, where she also earned a master's degree in arts and leadership. We all lead at different times in our lives. And there are different types of leadership. We all need each other for that leadership to shine through. And as we go out in the world, we need to find the opportunity for others to lead, Wisdom said. Recently, Wisdom was approached to facilitate a conversation surrounding homelessness locally. A tiny housing coalition has formed in Guelph. I was so excited when I heard about it. The unhoused is such a prolific issue for our community, Wisdom said. This group includes people who were once unhoused. Imagine an organization that is going to work with people who need this service. Sometimes we think we know the answer and that we know what is best. And that's when we miss a lot of things, when we can cause more unintentional harm than good. So, this group will work to make sure that they don't make that mistake, Wisdom said. Wisdom is also the director of the annual Arts Everywhere Festival in Guelph, which this year, will be held from May 2 to 5. Asked to give her advice to women at the luncheon, Wisdom said, just be your authentic self wherever you are. Even if you think someone is not going to accept it. Because when we bring our whole selves to whatever we are doing and whatever interactions we have, then we make space for more of our stories, and that's where you can find connections, Wisdom said. That's where you can find mentorship, partnerships, and relationships. And that's when you can be your whole and complete self.